Like George, Anne said nothing of the crimes she was alleged to have committed. Taking off her cloak and her hood, she covered her still beautiful dark hair with a thin linen hood and knelt down, modestly arranging her skirts. One of the ladies bandaged her eyes. There was no block. A sword does not descend vertically like an axe, but slices off her head in one huge blow. This executioner was indeed an expert. Kingston had promised Anne that there would be no pain. It was certainly fast. When she fell, her ladies moved toward her. One covered her bloodied head with a white cloth and gently took it into St. Peter ad Vincula, the other three women bearing her lifeless body. Brother and sister were thus reunited in death, their ordeal finished. Jane's was not. In under 3 weeks, the so powerful Boleyn clan had been discredited and disgraced. Their lives, and Jane's, shattered. She had been with Anne during the long years of Henry's courtship. She had ridden behind her through the bedecked streets of London on that wonderful day of triumph, and she had watched as Cranmer had set St. Edward's crown on the new Queen's head. She had shared in the disappointments of Anne's failed pregnancies. She had even tried to help her sister-in-law fight off a potential rival for the King's waning affections. She had been closer to the Queen than she was to her own sister. She knew Anne through and through, knowledge that would have led her to believe in her sister-in-law's innocence. Now she had lost her. Even more devastatingly, she had also lost her husband. George, the young gallant who had strode so proudly into the colourful little church at Great Hallingbury in the middle of the Essex countryside and whisked her off to a life of excitement and wealth, was buried under the cold floor of a very different church in a very different place. There would be no more cosy nights in that wonderful Rochford bed, trying for the child they had never had. Instead, Jane was a widow. But hers would be no ordinary widowhood. There could be no ornate funeral, no public grieving. No sympathy would be offered, and any tears would be shed in private. It must be as though George had never been born. Jane was on her own.